On today's show, the Chevy Volt was the best-selling plug-in last month. Volvo lets a four-year-old drive one of its big rigs, and Ford lets Apple poke its nose under the tent. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for December 3rd of 2015. Well, here's something that we didn't expect to see. The Chevrolet Volt was the best-selling plug-in in the U.S. market last month, even though it's in its fifth year of production and will be replaced next year with an all-new model. Chevy has been discounting prices and leases since earlier this spring, but no doubt it wants those old models cleared out before the new ones roll in. Sales of all plug-ins and electrics were down 7.5% last month, but some models are doing better than others. Sales of the Tesla Model S were up 80%, while sales of the Nissan Leaf plummeted 61%. The Ford Fusion Energy was the fourth best-selling plug-in, with sales up 25%, with the BMW i3 rounding out the list of the top five. Its sales fell 11%. Speaking of EVs, what do you do with a lithium-ion battery when it's no longer able to provide power for an electric car, but still has some useful life left? One company called CarWatt has the answer. It just created an electric version of the Renault Traffic commercial van with used batteries from Renault's EVs that still have around 75% initial capacity. The prototype was developed with the help of Renault and several other partners in France. Starting next year in Paris, CarWatt will test other Renault commercial vehicles converted to run on electricity. And still to come, Volvo pushes further upscale as Ford invites Siri into its cars.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Volvo is taking another step in its push into the luxury segment. It just revealed the S90 sedan, which is aimed right at the German luxury brands. In the U.S., three engines will be available. A 2-liter turbocharged inline 4-cylinder, another variant that adds supercharging, and a 4-cylinder plug-in hybrid. Outside of the U.S., two diesels are offered. Like the XC90, the new sedan comes with Pilot Assist, which is able to drive the car autonomously on the highway at speeds up to 30 miles an hour. It's also the first vehicle in Volvo's lineup that offers large animal detection, which will automatically brake the vehicle to help avoid a collision with, you guessed it, a large animal. The new Volvo S90 will make its public debut at the Detroit Auto Show in January. Some automakers are very leery about letting Apple or Google into their cars. Ford and Toyota are two OEMs who say they don't want to use Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, but maybe Ford just blinked. If you own a Ford vehicle with the second generation of Sync, known as My Ford Touch in North America, and own an Apple iPhone, there's a new software update you might just be interested in. The automaker is offering a downloadable update that will add Apple Siri Eyes-Free capability to your vehicle, which allows for hands-free access to iPhone features. With the touch of a button, you can ask Siri to do a whole host of things, like make phone calls, ask about the weather, or play music. If interested, just head to Ford's owner website. Do you wish you were an Oscar Mayer wiener because you think everyone would be in love with you? If so, then this is the toy for you, a 1/14th scale model Wienermobile RC car. It can even deliver hot dogs just like its big brother, as many as two, at speeds up to 30 miles per hour. You better act fast if you want one, though. They're available for purchase through Twitter's Buy Now button for $25, but only 15 will be for sale today, 15 tomorrow, and that's it. Still to come, Volvo shows how a four-year-old can drive its big rigs.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Volvo Trucks came up with a unique way to show off the durability of its trucks. It let a four-year-old girl drive one of its vehicles at a construction site. No, she wasn't behind the wheel. Instead, she got to control the 18-ton Volvo FMX with a remote control. As you can see from the video, she really tries her best to destroy it. So why let her do this? VP Ricard Fritz rhetorically asks, what test driver is more reckless than an unpredictable four-year-old? The company also wanted to show off its new automatic traction control, which provides all-wheel drive automatically when needed. The video is the latest in a series from the company called the Volvo Trucks Live Test. If you want to learn how Nissan is planning its counterattack on the full-size pickup market, be sure to tune into Autoline After Hours today. John and Gary went out to the media launch of the new Nissan Titan and are talking with the people who planned, designed, engineered, and will market that truck. Nissan thinks it found a niche within that segment that could help it greatly increase sales. That's Autoline After Hours later today, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. That wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and remember, we'll be right back here again tomorrow.